It is on this week. Very excited. Very, very excited. Everybody's still filing in the chat room. Come on in, get a seat, and let's get this thing going. Chris, how's it going? That was a little hectic there at the last minute, huh?
Hey, I made it in the door, did I not?
Yes, you did. I was having trouble logging in, and Chris made it in the house just in time to get us on the air. So, very cool. Well, we got a lot to cover tonight. We're coming up on the boondoggle. Two and a wake-up, I guess you could say now. One and a wake-up for me. I'll be starting the boondoggle a little early with the... All right, Chip, you ready? The Watanabe, or the Yak Sushi family is probably easier to say, on Thursday. But Mark and his wife are coming into town early, and we're going to start fishing on Thursday. Seems like the whole fleet will be showing up throughout Thursday and into Friday. So it's going to be a great weekend coming up. Weather's looking fantastic. Well, couldn't be any better. Much better than last Saturday's fishing for the CKA event. Which we'll get to that here shortly, cover what was happening. Chip, you still with us?
I'm here, man. I'm listening.
All right. Is your trailer all loaded? Are you ready?
We're going to start packing up tomorrow.
He's a last
Rob DeVore. Rob DeVore called in last week, and if it wasn't for the fact that he doesn't have a car, I would have thought, by the way he talked, he was already packed and ready. So
he's walking. He's headed that way.
You're on his way now. Well, we'll start taking donations tonight for new shoes for Rob, so when he gets here, he'll have a pair of new kicks.
You see a guy going up 85 with a kayak on a cart and a little backpack. It's probably Rob.
GoPro on his way up, too, probably filming the whole trip.
Yep, that's right.
There you go. Well, very cool. Yeah, this will be our first, so it's pretty exciting, our first boondoggle, and it happens to be in our own backyard. So how cool is that? That's going to be very exciting. We've got a lot going on this weekend. I'm going to go over some of the event details, even though there's not really a lot of details. All of a sudden today, the week of, I started getting all kind of questions from people asking me what time, where, and all kind of things. But we're going to go over all that, too, tonight. But if anybody has any questions, last-minute stuff, something you're not clear about coming up, let's go ahead and get it out of the way tonight so everybody's clear on where you're going, what you're going to need to bring. Like I said earlier, the weather's looking great. We average about the high 70s to 80, low 80s all weekend. Evenings are looking like high 50s, low 60s. So it's not going to be too awfully cool. I know some of those Florida guys last night we had on Chuck's show, once it gets below 65, they're breaking out the Patagonia gear, but it's not that bad up here. So I would recommend, if you're going to plan on fishing at night, going out for the stripers or anything like that, to, you know, bring some warmer clothing. Even breathable waders wouldn't be a bad thing to think about, just because that cold water, you know, the water hits your skin and that cool air, keep the water off of you, to get away with a pair of shorts underneath the waders, but, and you can always shed them as the day goes on if you start out early in the morning. But pack smart. It's easier to have it and not use it than to not bring it and need it. So make sure you pack accordingly. Clothes are required. Yeah, clothing is required. The degree of clothing is up to you, I guess, as long as you want to freeze out there. Firewood. Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I just went to Home Depot today, and they had a little bundle of firewood for like $8. It was like 3 sticks in there. I've never paid for firewood in my life. Growing up in the mountains, you always split your own. But, yeah, you can definitely get firewood for the campsites. 7-Eleven, like Chris just mentioned, has firewood. Kind of funny buying firewood at 7-Eleven.
Well, they say not to bring. I have to plead the fifth on that one. I'm not sure.
Oh, really? Yeah, I don't know about the campground as far as.
They probably don't want you bringing in pine.
Yeah.
They don't want you bringing in the pine beetles.
Right. Yeah, I don't know about the camping. I believe the cabins have fireplaces in them, do they not?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know. I guess I can Google that real quick. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Okay, we'll be right here. So, earlier I mentioned that I've been getting a lot of questions about what's going on this weekend. And somewhere in Yak Angler Chip, I know you had put up, and then I couldn't find it today, but there really is no great itinerary for the weekend. The main itinerary, I guess, would be, what, Saturday morning? We're going to try to all convene down at the Crab Creek launch. I don't even know what time. Did we ever even mention the time for that?
Safe flight.
Yeah. Well, if everybody wants to do that, sure. The tides for this weekend are kind of an outgoing early morning, like, so let's see. Thursday is 8 o'clock roughly. It's about low tide, so around 9 will be low on Friday. So Saturday low will be around 10 for the Bayville area of Lynn Haven. So getting out there, catch the last of the high. Yeah, so safe flight would be pretty good for Saturday morning for Lynn Haven. Catch the last of the high, kind of get us back into the back of the Lynn Haven area, and then use the outgoing to fish the rest of the time out. So,
can I interject real quick?
You sure can.
Okay, I'm reading this directly off of the first landing. Fires must be attended to at all times and extinguished when left. Firewood is generally available for purchase at the park. Please leave firewood at home as firewood quarantine has been established for all the Virginia counties. So they suggest charcoal and wood only purchased from them. So they do have it, but you have to buy it. If that answers
That's a good little trick there. Yeah, I guess they have approved firewood, so probably like Chip's saying, make sure they're pine, but yeah. So, well, there's the answer to that question. So get your firewood from the campground. I don't know how they know once you've started a fire that you're actually burning their wood, but I guess not worth tempting it. So there you have it for all the campers. Get your firewood at the campground. Okay, Chris is sending me notes as we go. Yeah, so there we are on the firewood scene. Anyway, the itinerary, I'll get to that other in a minute. So there we go, safe flight. So, I don't know, 6:30 Saturday morning, that'll probably be safe flight. First, the Crab Creek launch. And remember, everyone, have your dollar bills. It will be, what is it, $3 to park. It's not a launch fee, it's a park fee. Whatever, potato. So you do have to pay, but that's per vehicle. So if you can stuff as many kayaks as you can in a vehicle. But for Crab Creek launch, it's $3 to park. It's kind of an honor system. They have a little pigeonhole box that you put your money in corresponding to your parking spot number. So it's not worth tempting that either. Just bring your ones, quarters. They got 30 dimes from me the other day because I forgot to bring any dollar bills. But anyway. So that's what we got. Friday at first landing, right? What are you asking me, Tom Vanderheiden? Would you like to go fishing at First Landing on Friday? Sure, we can go to First Landing, 64th Street to the Narrows, fish the back area. That would be fun. But then Saturday, back to Saturday. So that's really the only thing on the schedule for Saturday. Now, are we going to do the kitty rod thing on Saturday also? Yeah, we have to, because we're going to announce the winner at the dinner, correct?
Chip?
Anyone?
Was that? Anyone? I'm sorry.
So I guess Saturday morning we'll also take the $5 entry and get everybody's name in the hat who wants to fish the mini rod tournament, correct?
Yes, we have to appoint a judge, so someone who is not going to be fishing the mini rod tournament, and they will collect and hold the pot in 50-50 format, you know, $5 to get in. There is a $20 protest fee that goes towards Hal if you have a problem during the mini rod tournament.
I saw that. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So if you want to throw some stink on it, you got to pay $20 to throw the stink in the pot.
That's right. If you start throwing stink on it, the judge can assess the fee. But yeah. So
Chip,
go ahead. Yes,
if I'm willing to volunteer to take the money, I'm trying to see Tom Mattel is not fishing the tournament. Tom, do you want to be a judge? Say yes or no real quick. Tom Mattel was only able to come for dinner, so he's not going to be fishing.
Is he going to come to dinner, though?
He's coming
he
to
can.
Dinner.
Okay, so we'll have a laptop there. Folks can bring in their cards for their phone, you know, for their cameras and stuff.
All right.
And,
Tom said
we can look at it right there. Okay, so we can do that. And the rules for the rods are it's got to be smaller than 4 feet, and it has to be a non-conventional saltwater rod. So that's it. You know, it's pretty wide open, really. Like I said, if you want to protest, then you've got to pay the $20 fee, which goes to Hal. So, but
there's pictures of the Corrado on the.
I'm sorry.
The pictures of the Corrados on the 3 foot rods were not legal.
Well, what do you mean they're not legal?
You just said non-conventional.
Non-conventional for a saltwater rod. It's like a 2 foot rod.
But you're putting a Corrado on the rod?
If I had a Penn International, I'd put it on.
Were you right? Wait a minute.
I'm fishing with my Ronco pocket fisherman. So, you there?
Over a million sold. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, that's right. Over a million soul. Yeah, all the right. Rules are on the event thing. It'll be fun, man. It's all for a good cause. So, and then you gotta have your measuring stick. And if you don't have a measuring device, then Yak Sushi will have a big box full of official yakangler.com hog troughs. So,
do you know how much they are to purchase, Chip?
Yak Sushi is in the chat room. He should
Yeah, I'm just saying, because that way, if people don't have one, they want to buy it, it would be suitable for them to have cash on hand.
You're going to fish where the boat went.
And somebody
17.
Can they use a hand line?
No, mini rod.
Yeah, I think it has to be a fishing rod. I mean, it has to be a rod. I mean, you could take a car antenna and tie on some eyes on that and put a tape a reel to it. That'd be cool.
Jack Sushi just said he can do cash or credit card. They're $17.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tom says he's got small hands. Okay.
Liar. Wait till you see him. Wait till you see him in person. There's nothing small about that man. Nothing.
You know, the fishing rod is only like about 10% of the whole problem. The rest of it is finding the fish, right?
That's right. Well, and finding a big enough fish that you can land it on said rod and win.
That's right. I mean, so it's all for fun, man. It's for a great cause. It all goes any proceeds that we have for this boondoggle will go towards will be earmarked for the Tidewater chapter of Hal. So.
Right. Very cool. Is there any other questions in the chat room for anything going on this weekend? Because I want to make sure everybody's clear, everybody knows what's going on.
Can I hit the button? Can I hit the button? Can I hit the button?
Hit a button, honey. Hit a button.
Boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Okay.
All right. Somebody mentioned earlier I saw, so let me get this out of the way because I'm going to forget things and I don't want to forget. Gator Dave, who was going to attend the boondoggle, is not able to make it now. But we're going to take orders for the boondoggle shirts. We have one to show everyone. These shirts will call it, they're the quick dry, what do you call them? SPF. Shirts are very nice. Chris and I have a couple of native ones. Anyway, so they'll have the official Virginia Boondoggle logo on the back and on the chest pocket area. It'll be $35 each, and 10 of which will go to Heroes on the Water also. So we will take orders throughout the weekend. You can give your money to Chris or I. We'll give you a little receipt. Then we're going to turn all that into Dave. Dave's going to get the shirts made, and then we'll get them. So... unfortunately, Dave is not was not able to make it, but we're going to make sure that we can do something for the shirt. Yeah, he's going to order the shirts, Tom. We'll find to get a fat boy size for you.
Wow. And then he also asked, are they good for cleaning glasses? No, they are not, Tom.
But anyway, so $35 a shirt. We'll have one to show everybody what the shirt's going to look like. It's going to be really nice. Dave's also donated shirts for the children's bags. So, but like I said, $35 each, and 10 of which is going to go to Hal. So that's going to be really cool, too. So thank you, Dave, for doing that. Sorry you can't attend, buddy. We'll get you on the next trip. So, but, so don't forget that either. Make sure that we have all that at the dinner on Saturday night, a shirt for everybody to see, and we'll take your orders throughout the weekend. All right, what else am I missing? Come on, guys, help me out here. Raffles. Gosh, have we gotten a lot of stuff. I want to first off say thank you to the guys down in Florida. I saw Redfish Chuck has got a lot of people down in his neck of the woods donating for the boondoggle. We've got everything in there. He's got stuff from, I don't even want to start spitting it out because I know I'll forget somebody from Chuck's pile of stuff that he's bringing up from Florida. I do know he's got a 40-inch striper mount that he's bringing up. What else did he have? He's got a whole bunch of stuff from Harry Goods, which is a fly shop down there. Somebody donated 5 Columbia women's shirts for the women. Yep, for the women's raffle bags, which is awesome. Chris and I have been getting stuff in the mail all week. We got a bunch of lure packs from Neil Taylor with Strike 3 kayak fishing. Neil's got a bunch of what is this lure company? Gosh, the boxes are sitting right there on the counter behind you, Chris. But anyway, we got a bunch of tackle boxes already put together with soft plastic. Phantom 12, that's right. Phantom 12 Plastics. Go give them a check out on the website. Who else? Oh, Ty Sutherland from 30 Miles Out donated some stuff. We got some lures from him, his bumper sticker from his website, his TV channel, his YouTube TV channels, a fish grip from Ty. Yep, fish grip. Guys over at Get Outdoors in Greensboro donated one of those hog trot boards like we're talking about from Get Outdoors, some other miscellaneous tackle, Scotty Rod Holder. We got a 32-inch flat-screen TV from Amy Angelopoulos that's going in the raffle. I know I'm going to forget something, but we've got, what else we got?
Somebody
boomerang tools. Yeah, boomerang tools, a knife, pliers, and some snips. So we've got, what else do we got? Some Aqua Dream spoons. So we got some good stuff coming in the raffle. So
yes.
If you're coming to dinner,
so what
bring your money.
We're probably going to do $1 and $5 raffles. There's going to be a couple of directed raffles, like the TV and stuff. It's going to be $5 raffles. That way people have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for what they want. So, and then we're probably going to do a couple of speed raffles where we just yank them out of the bag and you pick what you want.
Somebody said they need a new cooler. Well, you better stop by the store.
I don't know. We may or may not have a cooler. Still have to pick up stuff from Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what else? Oh, we got stuff from Lynnhaven River now. They donated a water bottle, one of those metal water bottles, and all the bags that a lot of the raffles are going in. We got some cool stuff. I know I missed something else.
Oceans East.
Oh, yeah. Pen, rod, and reel combo from Oceans East. It's a Fierce, I believe. Pen and rod. Yeah, rod and reel combo. So,
I think Chuck's
cool stuff.
Any what?
Chuck's got a rod and reel combo.
Yeah, Penn, I think it's a battle set up.
Cool.
We have several women's items. Sean Russell kindly donated 2 handmade those
paracord bracelets.
Uh-huh.
We got a fish print from Rob Choi, too, right?
We've got a fish print from Rob Choi. And talking about donations, anybody else that has any donations that are going to the boondoggle or for the boondoggle, I will be in the parking lot of the Salty Seas on Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. So any donations for the raffles, I'd be more than happy to... No. Wow, Tom, no. But anyways, I will be at the...
Focus.
fees from 7 to 8 p.m. on Friday on Shore Drive. For anybody that has any other raffle donations, I'll be happy to take them off your hands.
Very cool.
I drive a black Scion XD with a license plate double L.
All right. Any questions in there? I can't believe nobody's asking. I get texts all day long with questions about the blue goggles. And now we've got everybody an opportunity.
Hey, honey.
Jay Brooks is in the chat room. Yes, Chris?
Did you mention that the Boondoggle is a fun, basically non-organized fun event?
Yeah, we did. I think I did. I said there's no real itinerary. The basic thing is Saturday, I guess, which is the only structured day out of the group, is early morning start and then dinner on Saturday night. But other than that, it's kind of just let's go fishing, let's have fun. That's what it's all about. Which I was just getting ready to mention as far as go have fun. On Thursday night, for any of our earlier arrival people, we're going to be all meeting at the Ocean View Pier. Jay Brooks and his little gang always hang out there on Dollar Beer Night on Thursdays. So we're going to go check that out. I know a lot of people have been mentioning they wanted to go do that. So if anybody's coming in town early, going to be here on Thursday, come over to the Ocean View Pier. They have a relatively new. They just redid the whole thing a few years ago. And we're going to sit up top there and drink a couple adult beverages and look out over the Chesapeake Bay. So I got a question. Where should I?
You can park at Crab Creek.
You can park right at. Yep, Crab Creek. You can park there. It's a 24-hour parking lot. The facilities close at, like, I don't know what time, but, yeah, you can park there all night long. Just park right. You'll have a nice early launch spot, so you can park at Crab Creek, Craig. Crab Creek, Craig. Craig, Crab Creek.
Well, safe flight for the record. On last Saturday, it was right around 7 a.m. So what? Yes? Somebody ask again, safe flight. I believe they would like to have a time.
Well, we mentioned Saturday, like 6:30 at the ramp. Sunrise was 7 a.m. the other day, so 6:30. But like Chip's saying, nobody's going to be ready to go. They'll all be playing around 6:30 at the ramp. That's for Saturday.
And I got to have coffee first, too. So
there is a Dunkin' Donuts on the way.
I figured that I would get that info from you, Chris. I knew you had it.
I'm a coffee junkie.
Starbucks, too. All the time.
Yeah, there's a Starbucks right there at the corner, too.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff between the campground and the launch, run the Wawa. Yep, Wawa's the other side.
Further down, but it's there.
And if anybody's taking notes, somebody asked in Yak Angler the other day about tackle shops. Now, for the people camping, in between the campground and Crab Creek launch is Long Bay Point Bait and Tackle, which is on West Great Neck Road. So if you're leaving the campground, heading to the launch, you would make a left on West Great Neck. You go right to the foot of the bridge and turn right in the gravel parking lot, and Long Bay Point is right there. That's the most convenient and easiest tackle shop for anybody staying at the campgrounds. As far as abundance of tackle and all you would ever need for our area, Ocean East 2 on Northampton Boulevard. So as you're coming into town, that would probably be a good one to hit, but it's not real close to the launch. It's probably 5-10 minutes up the street, but in between the campgrounds and the major launch would be Long Bay Point Bait and Tackle. Then if you're fishing anywhere down around the ocean front, there's Princess and Distributors, but they are not open on Sunday, so you will not be able to get anything from them on Sunday if you head down towards the ocean front. Those are the three major tackle shops in the area that you could hit. And if you're feeling gutsy and you want to go travel, you can always make the trip to the other side and go to the Bass Pro. But that's probably the three major shops in our area. What else?
Questions? Anybody have any questions? So did your sweetie talk about our hug?
I don't know who asked that one.
Questions? Does anybody have questions?
Wally Gator in there said if he wants to throw up a tent, do they have to reserve a site? If you're going to be at first landing, yeah, you have to. They probably take walk-ins, though, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they would, and it's not the height of the season now, so I can't imagine that they would be booked up, but it wouldn't hurt to make a phone call. I mean, there is definitely other camping places that are further down the oceanfront. There's nothing else close to there. But, yeah, they would take walk-ins. Yeah, they're not going to turn away money. Like I said, this is the height of tourist season, so it can't be too bad down there. So I would imagine they'd have room. I don't know about that. I don't know what the cabin seems like. I think the cabins are pretty much all booked now, so I don't know.
LGB said that his family is not coming. He's got a two-room cabin, so if somebody absolutely needs a space, LGB will be there. I forget which cabin he's in, though.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So anybody can get up with him on Yak Angler or find him here when he gets here. I don't know when he's arriving. I don't see him in the chat room. Is he here tonight? No, I don't see him. So, sorry, his family's not attending, but there you go. Somebody can help him split his cost and get a room in the cabin. Greg says he may also have room in my cabin. You might want to screen some of your guests. No, I'm just joking.
Despite the fact that we offered Woody shelter at our home, I think he really wants to be at the campground.
Yeah, Woody is definitely coming. Talk to him tonight. He's bringing the trailer with a whole bunch of different native boats on it. They are, as we speak, putting a Slayer together. They had to ship two Slayers to Europe for a big kayak show that was going on in Germany, and then two more had to go out to Texas. We're still in the process of making them. There's a little bit of slowdown with the only thing that's not made in-house is some of the parts for the seats, which are made in North Carolina, but there was a little bit of a hiccup, I think, right there, getting all the parts for the seats together. But he said he's got them working hard to get at least one Slayer to bring up here for the trip. But I talked to him tonight. He's going to bring a Mariner. Chip, you listening to me? He's going to bring a Mariner. So we're going to have a little, yeah. So Woody said anybody can try anything he's got on the kayaks there. So if you're in the market for a native boat, no plug for native, but Woody happens to be coming. So if Woody's coming, he's going to bring the arsenal with him. So there will be some native boats to try. So I had somebody else call me today.
That is one of the really fun things about the boondoggle is that, you know, we're all going to go out and we're going to go fishing, but it's not a tournament, so you're not just like rushed or anything. And everybody is more than willing to let you paddle any boat that's out there. I mean, Chuck's got Cudas, and, you know, the Cudas are coming in from the South Carolina group, and there'll be Hobies there. I know Russ has got PA, and I mean, you'll see every boat just about it that's out there, and you'll be able to, if you go over and talk to somebody, they'll be more than happy to let you take it out on the water.
There'll be a Tegris.
There'll be a what?
A Tegris.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I want to see that one.
Anybody
else?
Yeah,
I'll let you pick it up.
Yeah, wait till you pick it up. That's usually the number one seller. As soon as somebody picks up the Tegret, they're like, wow.
Toss that baby up on your head and run with it, right?
Oh, yeah. Watch. Somebody will be running real fast behind that boat.
Tyler's in the chat room. You got Tyler all excited. He's all happy now. He's talking about his Tegret.
Tyler actually also has a Tegret. Tyler, you come in? You and your dad
are
down boondoggle?
He's in school. He got to get his learn on.
Yeah, I know. But I bet you
let's talk fishing.
No, he says. Woody's going to be here, Ty.
So fishing while everybody's here, I know that's going to be a big priority. Chuck's been asking me a lot of flounder questions. I think I got him dialed in on the flounder scene.
Just
the other questions, we
redirect them to Jay Brooks is in the chat room.
Okay, what am I directing them to Jay Brooks for?
Flounder. Because they spent 20 and 22 inch flounder caught at the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel today.
Okay. Well, there you go. We also have striper season opening up in 2 more days, and we've been getting a lot of questions about that, too. So everybody traveling up here has never caught a striper. It'll be time to catch them, time to legally catch them anyway, and take some home with you if you like to. Chuck was also asking me last night about the fly rod and how doable that is. So if anybody likes to bring the whipping stick out, it's a lot of fun to catch stripers at night on the fly rod around the bridge, light line. So any of you out there who were thinking about it, I would definitely suggest loading up your fly rod, bringing it along. Nothing fancy, clousers, deceivers, maybe some that'll sink a little bit, but you can get away with a lot of floating or intermediate line, 8 weight, nothing bigger. Wow. Ken said he's going to catch his first striper. Yeah, it's going to be good. We've already been catching them, but now you'll be able to legally keep them after the 4th. So just remember, if you go out there, striper season turns everybody a little crazy, so just keep your head on a swivel, but the bridges will be a good time to go do that in the evenings, early morning light. Chat room. I'm trying to keep up with the chat room to make sure I don't miss any questions or anything. Buggy whip, check. Yep, Adam's bringing his buggy whip. See, there you go. Croaker, yes. Tommy V will put everybody on the big croaker. Tom V, that will be your job. I want you to make sure you pull everybody up. Keep up, Mark. Keep up. I'm trying. I'm making sure I don't miss anything because this is the last time anybody's going to have a chance to ask any questions of Chris and I or in here, so I want to make sure everybody's squared away and ready to go. How about you, Chip? You feel squared away and ready to go? You think you got everything you need?
I'm just going to shove it all in the truck, man, and we're headed that way Thursday afternoon, so I think we'll be doing it.
Your dad's coming with you, correct?
My pop's coming with, and Marine buddy from college is going to show up. He lives up there. He's going to meet us there. So we got a crew coming in. So he's a native paddler. So we're all in line. We got the boats and we're ready to go, man.
Is he a local guy that fishes around here?
I think he's from up north towards DC.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Awesome. We'll have to get some good stories out of him. I'm sure he'll be able to tell some ship stories from core days, huh?
Well, we met when we were in college, so but he was
wow.
A meet-up.
Even better stories.
Yeah, better stories. and we're dragging the wife's Harley behind, so she's got something to do when we're having too much fun fishing. So.
Right on. Did you lock down the keg yet?
Man, they didn't have it. They couldn't get one for me made up. So we'll bring some six packs of it though. We'll bring a tackle box too. Got to try the Sweetwater Blue, the unofficial brew of Kayak Fishing Radio.
I saw you post up about that, the Sweetwater. Very cool. Speckled Trout Joe. No, I don't see Speckled Trout Joe tonight, anyone. Sorry.
He's with
six
me,
pack,
but I discovered tonight.
Tom Vanderheiden was asking what six packs you're bringing, Sweetwater Blue. Tell him what Sweetwater Blue is, Chip. Got this curiosity up.
The local microbrewery here in Atlanta, and they actually we'll bring some Sweetwater Blue, and then they also have a thing called a tackle box, which is it's a 12 pack, and it's kind of a mix of IPA and brown and blue and just lots of, you know, just good adult beverages.
Very cool. Get to try some Georgia beer. Who does that 420 down there? Is that not, that's not Sweetwater, is it?
Yeah, that's Sweetwater. That's 420.
Is it? Oh, I had that when I was in Florida. Yeah, I had the 420.
Yeah, it's nice. Fat Tire's good too, Wally. Semper Fi.
Yeah, we'll be doing some Fat Tires here. Fat Tires and some PBRs. Woody's coming. We got to have the PBRs.
I got PBRs.
We'll have to go to BJ's or Sam's Club or something and load up on some PBRs for Woody.
Get fancy on him. Get him some red, white, and blue, right?
Woody is so excited.
Yeah, Woody's excited. He's a whitewater guy, so that's what they do. Paddle and drink and party. That's why he's all excited about this. He told me, he said, I can't do tournaments, but I can do a boondoggle, so... He doesn't go to tournaments, but he's coming to a boondoggle, so that's pretty cool.
And also, everyone needs to watch their social media on Saturday night because we will announce the location of the next boondoggle. We've got it pretty well nailed down, and we will announce when the next boondoggle will be February 15th through the 18th, President's Day weekend, and it's going to be an awesome place.
So we're going to announce that at the dinner.
That's right. We announced the location at dinner. So, and everybody can start tweeting and Facebooking and all kinds of stuff to let everybody know. And you don't want to miss any boondoggles, but if you're going to miss this one, you don't want to miss the next one.
Wow. Kicking it up a notch, are we?
Uh-oh.
You know, you guys set the bar pretty high. So, I mean, between, you know, all of you guys up there, the Tidewater crew and all that. I don't think Maine in February is, we're not ice fishing.
who wrote that? Maine, USA. Wow.
That. Maine in February. I'll miss that boondoggle.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one too. It better be somewhere a little warmer.
You're setting the notch pretty high for us.
I am not going to mention any names, but believe it or not, I actually had private messages if I couldn't give a heads up on where the next boondoggle is going to be. And I told them point blank, I said, seriously, dude, I don't know. I have no idea.
We try to keep it a secret, so.
You want to give us a hint?
No, I can't do that. Sorry.
There you go. Good man.
Okay, we tried. Okay, Chuck's on the line with us, too. Chuck, you live.
Chuck. Are you live or Memorex?
Hey, you.
Chuck.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle.
What the heck is a boondoggle?
Even Amara knows it verbatim now. That's bad.
Can I say it?
No.
Please?
No.
Wow. What's going on, Chuck? Are you ready?
Listen, I was trying to figure out ways for me to leave here early and get there a day before, but it's not going to happen, unfortunately, for me. But that's okay. Good things come to those who wait. I see everybody posting pictures from up that way of fish they're catching right now, and, oh, man, I'm just ready.
Oh, that flounder. You saw the 20-inch flounder, did you not, Chuck?
Oh, let me tell you about those flounder.
This is what you got to do. Chuck, is this saying that you got to get on the road because somewhere between Florida and wherever is Rob DeVore dragging a kayak walking on 95, and you being a good friend just want to grab him on the road and pick him up and bring him on in. So maybe you need to leave a little early.
That's horrible. That would probably work out well. The game plan is for us to roll out Thursday afternoon, and we're probably going to just stop somewhere halfway, spend the night so that we're not killing ourselves to get there, and then we're well rested for the next day, so when we get there we're not ready to go to the cabin and go to sleep. We're ready to go kill some fish.
Very cool. Yeah, everybody be safe traveling. Our Texas, is he in here? He was, what do you have, 500 miles left last night, Chuck? The gentleman coming from Texas? So he's got to be pretty close today. So everybody be safe traveling here. Give yourself plenty of time. The fish aren't going anywhere. We want to see everybody here.
See Papa.
Be safe.
Yeah. I've got some super secret hard baits that I'm bringing with me that I got my hands on today that are they're not even out on the market yet. I've got a variety of them from a local here in Central Florida who's making these things, and it looks pretty legit, so hopefully we'll put some stripers and other stuff on them.
What background noise is that?
Kids?
Not me.
Oh, dog.
Not me. I'm a kid.
Chris is making some homemade muskadine wine.
She's stomping grapes as we speak.
No, I'm on mute.
Huh? Not you. It's a Chris, not Chip.
Ah, okay.
Why? The dog.
Stomping grapes.
The dogs are playing. Stomping.
Everybody's chatting.
No. Remember, I volunteered to be the designated driver. If for any reason anybody should need a ride from the Salty Sea on Saturday, I will be the DD. However, if anybody would like to do a Jaeger shots with me on Thursday, I will be at the pier.
Yeah, I'm not too happy about this meet and greet crap going on Thursday night when the rest of us aren't going to roll into town until Friday. We should have some kind of a fun Friday night shindig at somebody's cabin or at a location so that kind of do the same thing.
We all are the cabin renters. You pick a cabin and we'll be there.
We can party
the pier
in my
is
cabin.
It's a Thursday night thing. We can call the pier and see if they can change their dollar beer night just for Redfish Chuck who's coming to town. We'll see if we can do that.
Wow.
Where's Hoover staying? We need to jump on him.
Actually, we have.
I don't know where Hoover's staying. He said he's coming now. I didn't know he was even going to be in town.
Chip, have you heard from him?
Do what?
Have you heard from him?
He sent me a text a few days ago saying that he was pretty sure he was going to be there, and then I saw that he changed over to the yes that he was going to be attending. So. I expect Chad to be there.
I've got a question for you there, Mr. Lozier.
Okay.
In reference to nighttime fishing in the kayaks, I know down here we're required to have a light device. Is it the same up there? And if it is, will a headlamp suffice, or do we have to have like a 360-degree stern light, like a Yak Attack type deal?
Same Coast Guard white light is what it says. I mean, the 360 is more preferable, but you're supposed to have a white light is the way it reads. So, actually, white light. So your headlight would suffice. But I've been, that's what you're supposed to have by law, but I've had them ask me to have, like, you know, a blinking one and all kind of things, so... Yeah, white light is what the rule says. So your headlight will suffice, but 360 is preferable.
Adam is with us.
Adam.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, folks.
How we doing, Adam?
I'm doing well. I heard the clan back in the... I just was kind of mock loading up tonight and... Things weren't quite fitting as well as I wanted them to, so I may bring a trailer with a couple boats on it.
Heavy hitter now, huh?
No, I just my truck bed has a hard lid on it. I thought maybe I could stack both kayaks up and fit them in with the lid closed, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So.
Well, how much you bringing? Are you staying for a week?
Yeah, man, I'm moving in, actually. You guys have a spare bedroom, right?
Yeah, we do. Only if you're bringing good stuff, though. If you're bringing good stuff up, you're allowed to move in.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a Jaeger guy. I'm a bourbon guy, so.
Well, that's all right. I'm not a Jaeger guy either. That's Chris's apartment. I can't. I can't do that. I'll be trying to tackle trucks on the interstate. I drink too much of that.
Of course, the funny thing about that is coming from the woman that usually never drinks. The last time I had Jaeger was Christmas.
Yeah, what a Christmas it was.
Mm-hmm.
Zima. Who's drinking Zimas in the house? Somebody wrote Zima. Who was it you guys were talking about last night drinking Zimas?
Rob,
Mr. DeVore, he's not here to defend himself.
Mr. Vegetarian himself.
He's going to be in trouble when he goes to the dinner, and we didn't put anything vegetarian on the dinner
what?
Saturday night.
He can
have big beans.
I was going to
have a single tear. He'll have a single tear roll down his cheek.
I'm pretty sure at the last boondoggle he was throwing down some sausages. Pretty sure.
Oh, actually, you're right. He was. He was. He got down on the low country boil.
So is he a closet? Is a closet vegetarian?
He's a. I think he's a vegetarian when it's convenient to be a vegetarian.
Yeah, I think the better term is he's a closet meat eater.
Oh wow.
And you guys,
keep it clean.
You guys have this recorded.
Wow, you guys
we're
just
all
took that to a whole other level.
And we're all friends here. That's the scary part.
We'll see on Monday how that all pans out on Monday.
We hate each other by then.
Mm-hmm. You're the one that's got the tough one Monday. You got a show to do. You're not going to make it, are you?
Let me tell you about that. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. We're running a rerun on Monday night. Unless somebody wants to man the boards, and I'll call in from the road and do a real quick, short, sweet synopsis of our incredible weekend in Virginia Beach.
We'll be running the show from the road on Thursday night.
Oh, really, Chip? Can I do the board for you? Oh, the buttons.
Yeah, but remember Thursday, we volunteered to do the meet and greet at the pier.
Oh, too bad.
That's right.
Sorry, Chip.
So you guys have to set up a phone so you can listen while you're at the pier.
That's right.
Trey, lay down.
We'll get liquored up and call you. Very cool. So who's sticking around? So most people pulling chucks on Monday morning, I guess, heading back? Most of you?
We're going to be there till like Monday afternoon, I think. I don't think checkout's till what? Till like 1 or something like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we got to get the clone back in school by Tuesday, so we'll have to get out of there. It's like 10 hours, so.
Do you know what the checkout time is, Chip, for the cabins?
Noon, I think, isn't
Hang
it?
Hang on, I still have it open. That's all.
As
I'm looking, it says, when are the quiet hours? It says, please respect your neighbors. Sound and light travel to lower your voices, radio lanterns during quiet hours. Quiet hours vary between parks, but generally are from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, but the whole cabins are all boondoggers, so as long as none of us
turn
the other one in.
We're going to be doing some knocking and running.
Andy just thought of a good idea. On Thursday night, you guys should Ustream into the Kayak Fishing Radio site. Do a Ustream broadcast.
On your show?
You got an iPhone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can put some Ustream
on. I know how to use it.
check out
I couldn't log into the show tonight.
Checkout is 10 a.m.
Somebody
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Checkout for camping is 3. 10 a.m.
Does not wake up at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. for the cabin and 3 p.m. for camping.
That's crap.
Well, they got to get the cabin cleaned up after you destroy it. After you destroy the cabin, they got to get it put back together for the next four person.
Right.
You see?
That's right. So fishing in the morning on Monday is probably not really going to be an option.
You just load the car appropriately so your fishing gear is on the top, and then Monday you fish, you load up, and you drive. What's hard
about
that?
You thought that through too far. Like,
wow.
Are you planning on fishing any morning, actually, or are you just going to come join us all in the afternoon?
Who are you talking to again? Me?
Wow.
Do we have to get into this again?
No, I'm done. I'm sorry. Cashing out. I just woke up from the nap that my daughter rocked me from. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, settle down there, sport. man, what are you talking about? I'm not even going to sleep. I'm going to just be awake. We're going to do this. It's a good possibility I'll fall asleep in the kayak, anchored somewhere, wake up on dry land or whatever.
I am excited about night fishing for some stripers.
We'll have to get a little whistle or something.
Wow.
Say what?
We'll have to get a little whistle to keep checking in on you while you're out there asleep in the nighttime in your kayak.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be fun. We're going to have a good time. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a blast. I'm excited about it. I said that last night on your show. I'm really excited to finally meet a lot of the people that we have calling in the show and the faces and putting names together with all the forums and stuff like that. I talked about at the beginning, the weather looks great for the weekend, so that's real. That's one of those things you can never predict, obviously, so that was really nice to see that we have a good weekend coming. So it should be on. It'll be on. So any other questions? Anybody, anything I can help? Because we're about at the top of the hour.
Wow, Jay. Jay Brooks put up, I guess apparently Jay went shopping, a Barbie pole and Spider-Man rod, weekend boondoggle tournament.
What's going to be awesome is that all of these tackle shops are going to see a spike in these kiddie pole sales. And for no apparent reason whatsoever. Yeah. So then they're going to go out and they're going to be like, man, maybe we should order, like, twice as many next time, and they're going to sit on them until 2 years from now when we go back for another boondoggle. What are you doing, son? 3-year-olds. Hey, I do have a question, actually.
I do have an answer.
I'm sure you do, sir. That's why I ask you the questions. How far off of the beach out front of the tent sites is good fishing?
That's all relative, but you can not too far off. If you go right outside of the campgrounds of the old pound nets, which should still be holding some speckled trout around there, Tommy V's croaker this time of year, a little further out, you might luck into some of the red drum that are leaving the bay that they're catching around the bridge tunnel all the way down to Sandbridge. They're catching the big bull red. So, yeah, it's not too far at all of a paddle off the beach to get into some fish. You're a flounder. You can get right out there to the point of Cape Henry, probably do some flounder, find a little drop-off and ledges, a little edge there. So, yeah, it's doable. Not too far at all.
I was just curious. Switch things up one of those days. But
yeah, definitely. For you guys at the campground, you literally just, all you could do is drive across the street, across Shore Drive, and drag your kayaks over to dunes, and you're on the water.
Say there's somebody who just wanted to catch a flounder really, really bad, Lynn Haven or the other spot?
Or the other spot? Inlet.
Yeah, Rudy.
No, Lynn Haven.
Oh, no, definitely not Rudy.
No. Lynn Haven's the place flounder right now. Lynn Haven or outside, just outside of Lynn Haven. You got that flounder on the brain, don't you?
Dude, I'm telling you. It's killing me because I was like, today I was scrolling through Rob Choi's pictures of his fish art, and I'm seeing all these flounder prints that he's done, and I'm like, Jesus. Oh.
You donated one of those to the raffle.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put all my tickets in that. Let's see if, what about Triggerfish, man? Are they still around, or is that a seasonal thing?
Nah, I think they're pretty much done. You might,
Kevin?
No, they're pretty gone.
Kayak Kevin, can
Triggers.
You try to find the Triggerfish or Jay? Jay would know, too.
Triggers, Spade, Sheets are probably
Do you guys keep Triggerfish up there?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Make wallets out of the skin. Make wallets out of the skin.
Triggerfish wallets, that's cool.
Yeah.
I call them oceanic pork chops.
They're good. Good eating on Triggerfish. But they do have some tough skin. They're like leather.
Yeah.
Kill your knife.
Jay just said they should still be here, but not for long. I'll know tomorrow. Jay is pre-fishing tomorrow.
Nice. Thank Jay.
They're pretty close to being done, all those. Yeah, well, there you go. That's out the bridge now, so you gotta have to go out to the bridge with us on that one.
Yeah, but the flounders that were caught today, he was nowhere near the first island. I would say maybe halfway, gauging from the picture. So that's not that bad of a paddle.
He's paddling a big tuna.
Oh.
Huh? That don't matter. This big tuna paddle's just fine there, mister.
Just joking. Lighten up.
I don't know. Might be pedaling around in one of those fancy natives you got.
You can paddle a native. Third island. Yeah, you can paddle to the third.
Pedal. Pedal.
Pedal.
He's all
right. Oh, you're going to take a mariner out. There you go. No. Easy paddle. Well, very cool. All right, everybody. I think we're wrapping this thing up. It's getting to be 9 o'clock. If you had a question and you didn't get it in, you can text me like I've been getting all day. If you didn't want to ask.
Ping pong balls.
Ping pong balls.
Do you have any ping pong balls?
You
we'll
really
buy some.
Beer pong?
Yes, of course.
He's going to...
I can ask Amy. I know Amy has them.
He's 21 all of a sudden. He goes on a boondoggle. He turns 21.
What? You got to pass the time some kind of way in the evening hours. And as
I thought we were fishing.
I'm going to do that too.
Play beer pong on your big tuna.
That's what I'm talking about. No. It's just
in the live well.
What? It's a fun way to just, you know, pass a few hours and laugh it out.
And everybody's chiming in on ping pong balls. I'm not going to read that one out on the radio.
We can have ourselves a little beer pong tournament.
There you go. Your cabin. What cabin number are you?
I don't know. Cabin 10? I don't know. We'll find out when I get there. I think I'm right next door to Chip, which is convenient.
Sorry, Chip. Chuck does it all. Adam says Chuck does it all.
Wow.
Hey, you guys think you're going to be here on Thursday next week, too, Chuck?
What?
Next Thursday, Zach Brown concert's here at Virginia Beach Amphitheater.
Yeah. I knew about that.
You're coming right back in town, huh?
Coming right back in town, just spinning around, doing it again. No, great, whatever. All right, cool. Well, listen, guys, it's been great. It's been fun. And
have a safe trip up here, dude. Please be careful.
Of course, brother. And look forward to seeing all you guys and meeting all the folks from up that way. It's been a very anxious last couple of months waiting to get to this point. So, guys, take it easy.
You tell me.
Thanks for calling in, Chuck. Thank you, everybody. Later. We're going to get out of here. It is 9 o'clock. Who all is on the phone? Make sure Adam, Chip, thanks for calling in, guys.
Wayne Drop.
Chip, we're almost there, buddy. Almost there.
I'll see you Friday.
Definitely. Give me a call when you get in town.
And for the
record,
folks, phone number is 757. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, whoa.
Hey, for the Price is Right, I give out Mark's cell phone number. Ooh.
All right, well, if you're making money on it, don't just do it, don't just willy-nilly give it out. Good duty. All right, everybody. Be careful if you're traveling in town. We look forward to seeing everybody. Boondoggle. Don't forget, if you get here early Thursday night, boost from your fear.
What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right. With that being said, good night, everyone. Chris, go ahead and hit a What?
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
You know, technically today would be the last time I can push that button. I'm really going to miss that button.
Yeah.
I'll get you a new button.
Thanks, Kip. I knew you'd say something. All right. Get us out of here, Chris. Good night, everyone. See you this weekend.
Good night, everybody. And instead of tight line, I would like to encourage everybody to have a safe trip tonight. Same with being in the kayak. Think safety, particularly if you're traveling with your children. But on the same token, remember, take your children fishing. They are our next generation angler. Good night, everybody.